joined by Fox 2's Alan Longstreet. Alan, good morning to you.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Alan, you were, am I right in saying that back in the day you were quite the good church-going kid?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Sunday school, Wednesday school. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the schools. Yep.
So I had, you know, I went to a funeral yesterday.
Yeah.
I started at 10:30 for a friend of ours that passed away. And I felt so, I feel like people that know how everything goes, and I was, you know, I'm brought up Catholic, so I mean, but I don't know how good of a practicing Catholic I am. But I mean, you always have show-offs, nice people behind
you.
Oh,
that love to show you the tricks that they still remember.
And tried to give you thanks and praise, like very loud behind me. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. I know, I forgot that line.
And the water bowl and the cross and the genuflect, and it's like, I know that stuff too. My knees don't work anymore, though.
Right.
I'm not capable of kneeling. All right.
And then I had to. And then you know, they do the songs, and then you have to open up the. And I didn't know what page I was on. I was next to Huel Perkins, so Mr. Perkins knew the page immediately and showed me.
Did you bring your readers?
I did, but then I looked for my pocket, and I was reading a Christmas hymn, and I should have been doing the
yep.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was all very like it was a lot.
You're that Hot Mess Express in front of Huel? Really?
Well, then at one point I started sitting like him because me and the fidgeting. So I'm always like fidgeting and moving and stuff. And I'm like one leg behind me and flipping this. And Huel has his head down and he does the right nods and hands folded. And I'm there. And then I just started mimicking everything he was doing.
Do you remember, Jay, a funeral? This was years ago. It's weird that I'm laughing as I say that sentence. But we walked in and there was like a yarmulke situation.
Oh, yeah. No.
And they were like handing out yarmulkes, and those who weren't Jewish didn't know if we should take them or not.
Right.
And nobody knew. And then some did and some didn't. And then the ones, it was just such a silly, silly backdrop to, you know, a sad, tragic story. But oh my gosh, what an awkward feeling when you don't know what to do at a thing that serious, right?
Yeah. Man,
what an uncomfortable feeling that is.
Yeah. Ugh. You don't want to do the wrong thing.
Right.
Disrespectful.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and
it's so funny that nobody thought to say to the person handing out the yarmulkes at that moment, would you like, if I'm not Jewish, should I wear it?
Am I supposed to do this?
Nobody asked. No one asked that person.
I want to name the names. I remember specifically seeing the people who did it. I was like, are they supposed to do that?
Right.
But
that's like getting the communion. And now they make kind of an announcement. They're like, as long as you've been baptized, you can have the communion.
Right. Oh,
if you'd like a special blessing, you walk up like Wakanda, like this. And I'm like,
I think Wakanda.
It's so funny because my parents got divorced before confirmation. So all my cousins had been confirmed. But I didn't because my parents got divorced and my mom no longer had to continue to raise me Catholic. So when grandma took us all to church, everybody got to go up and do it. And I had to, because back then it was hardcore. It was like, you don't get to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't baptized. It was you had to
confirmation. You had to sit in the booth, wait for everyone to come back.
Choke on your
wafers.
My
pastor told a story. One time someone did a communion, and they got hit by a car after because they weren't baptized. He told that story.
Oh.
I was like 6 years old. Terrible.
No. Well, listen, by the way, and just so everyone knows listening, the person that passed away would totally encourage this conversation and laugh, and we would have cheers at the end.
Yeah,
so I'm not being disrespectful. How are you doing today?
I don't remember. We're good. A few showers, isolated storm, mostly dry, a little muggy.